Today I'll be discussing sugyas between Kedushin Daf Gimel and Daf Yud that we did recently in the Daf Yomi, and I'd like to address in particular two of the most difficult Rashis in the Masechta that for thousands of years Rishonim and Achronim have been writing about, and propose a possible solution or understanding for what Rashi's intention is. The subjects we're discussing are the subject of chuppah according to Rav Huna. Rav Huna says that besides kesef shtar and bia, a person could also be kona with kinyan chuppah, a wife. Second of all, we'll discuss the din of nisuin, what exactly makes nisuin, how nisuin is done. We're starting on Daf Gimel and Aleph, where Rav Huna is originally brought down. Rav Huna dama chuppah kaina mikal v'chaymer l'mutzei mai. The Gemara says that when the Mishnah tells us Isha Nikris B'Shalosh Drachim, it means that a woman can only be acquired through three ways. There is no other way to acquire a woman and to accomplish Kedushin besides Kesef Shtar Uviya. What is this trying to exclude? Well, it could be excluding Chuppah. But Rav Huna says that Chuppah is a valid method of Kedushin. According to Rav Huna, what is the Mishnah excluding? And the Gemara gives another suggestion. Rashi tells us what the kinyan of chuppah would have been, or according, had the Mishnah allowed it, and therefore what it actually is according to Rav Huna. What is the kinyan of chuppah that accomplishes kedushin? Says Rashi, lemutei chuppah she'im masara lo, it should be lo, the achronim corrected to lo, masara lo aviha lechuppah, if the woman's father handed over his daughter to the groom through chuppah, l'shem kedushin, by putting her into a chuppah l'shem kedushin, in order to accomplish kedushin, einam kedushas b'kach, it doesn't make kedushin. Chuppah makes nesuin. After kedushay kesef shtar abiyah, there's such a thing as chuppah's nesuin, but it doesn't make kedushin. Rashi said something very interesting here. Rashi said that chuppah, which would accomplish kedushin, would be when the father gives his daughter over to the husband in a chuppah for kedushin. We know that the father can only be mekadosh his daughter if she is a katana or if she is a naira. If she's a bogeris, she has her own say in the matter. No one could tell her what to do. She decides who she wants to be mekadosh to marry, who, how she will be married. And the father is not involved at all. If Rashi is mentioning that the father is giving her over for chuppah, Rashi is telling us that she is still a katana or a naira, and the father wants to marry her. This is a way that he would want to marry her through chuppah. Now, of course, it's true that a father could be Mekadosh's daughter through kesef shtar uviya, like the Mishnah tells us in Ksuvos and our Gemara brings down. But why would Rashi tell us that the Mishnah is teaching that chuppah is not a valid type of kinyan when the father gives her over for chuppah? Who's talking about the father giving over his daughter for chuppah? We're talking about chuppah being a possible method of kedushin, just like kesef shtar abiyah. Kesef shtar abiyah are ways that a woman is mekadosh herself, as well as the way that her father could be mekadosh her. The simplest and most common case of kedushin is when the woman is mekadosh herself. If so, Rashi should say, the Mishnah is teaching that only kesef shtar abiyah accomplish kedushin, whereas chuppah, when the woman enters into a chuppah l'shem kedushin, it will not accomplish kedushin, because the Mishnah teaches us that there are only three ways, and according to Rav Huna, it will accomplish kedushin. Why does Rashi throw in that the father entered her into the chuppah? This Rashi is extremely difficult, and not very much has been written about it, for lack of better suggestions. The suggestions that have been written are by the classic Achron and the Pnei Yehoshua. We'll start with the Pnei Yehoshua's answer. The Pnei Yehoshua says that the makar for chuppah is the father giving over his daughter for chuppah. That's the place where we find it in the Torah. Where do we find that? Rashi and Ksuvos Mem Zayin of Aleph tells us where we find the father giving over his daughter to chuppah. The Gemara tells us in Ksuvos Mem Zayin that a father could give his daughter over for a chuppah and thereby prevent her from working during the time that she is going into the chuppah. The Gemara makes it clear that this is Dairaisa. Rashi says, where do we find the Torah allows the father to give his daughter over for chuppa? I gave her over all types of nesinos, kedushin and nesuin. The father can make nesuin, the father can make chuppa. Since chuppa is written in the Torah with regard to the father, Rashi here, when he saw the word chuppa mentioned in the Gemara, brought down the case where the father gives her over, gives the daughter over to a chuppa, makes the chuppa for the daughter. That's the way the Pnei Yeshua understands Rashi. This answer is understandably dachuk. It's true, even if you would find such a source, that the source for chuppah in the Torah is where the father gives the daughter over, but that has nothing to do with us. Now, wherever the Torah teaches it, it's clear that a chuppah is equally valid when the father gives the daughter over for a chuppah, or when a woman enters a chuppah for herself. There's no question about that. And if so, why, when the Gemara mentions here a possibility of chuppah being kona, would Rashi refer to the chuppah when the father gives her over to a chuppah? Besides that, that's not necessarily what Rashi's saying. I don't see this in Rashi. Rashi's not telling us, you see in that pasuk, biti nasati chuppa. Biti nasati says, kol nasinus b'mashma. Any type of giving over that's necessary to make a girl married. Since there are two steps that are necessary, two stages are kedushin and nesuin. Therefore, the second stage can also be accomplished by the father, the nesuin. But who says what nesuin is? That nesuin is chuppa is not mentioned at all in this pasuk. This pasuk is just saying there's such a thing as nesuin, but we have other pasukim that say there's such a thing as nesuin. The pasuk talks about ki yimtzi ish isha. It says naira ki yimtzi ish naira rasa ashalo naira besula ashalo naira besula my rasa leish. It talks about my rasa erison as opposed to nesuin. The Gemara tells us erison arusa lafuki nesua. There's such a thing as nesuin in the Torah. There's no question about that. There's arusa and there's nesuin. There are two stages. But who says that's related to chuppah? What is indeed the source for chuppah? The Ran tells us, and in the beginning of Ksuvus, the first element of his parish on the Rif in Ksuvus, that the source for chuppah is, says, chuppah hainu kol shehevio abal mi beis ovio lebeiso l'shem nesuin. When the husband brings the wife from her father's house, where she's living during erison, to his house, the husband's house, in order to accomplish nesuin. The alfinin law, that's what chuppah is according to the Ran. That's the definition of chuppah, bringing her into his rishus. The alfinin law, midiksiv im beis isha nadara, tamashma kozman shehi beis isha harehu harehi birshuso. Beis isha nadara. The Pasuk in Matos that discusses Hafaras and Dorim refers to three stages. One stage is Beis Ovia, right? One stage is Beis Isha, and then you have Almana. Beis Isha is a Nesua. What is Beis Isha? Beis Isha is Chuppah, the house of the husband. That's the definition of Chuppah. That's the source for Chuppah in the Torah. It doesn't have to do with a Ketana. It could be a Bogeris just as well, this Beis Isha Nadara. And what we do today, bringing the woman under a canopy together with the husband, is bringing the woman into the husband's house, because the husband first enters the canopy, he acquires it. If it's in the chatzar of a Beis HaKnesses, then since the chatzar is given over to all the citizens of the town for their purposes, when the husband walks in, it becomes his, and then when she joins him, it is entering her husband's rishus. And when a person makes a chuppah by a hotel or by some other place, some other location, the husband pays his part for the chuppah, thereby making that into his house and accomplishing chuppah that way. Afterwards they go into a cheder yichud, which is also a type of chuppah. We'll see, Be'ez Hashem, that the Rambam defines chuppah in terms of yichud, which is also the same idea. Yichud, her entering the house, the woman entering the house of the husband, or the room of the husband in the case of a cheder yichud. In either case, it's not necessarily limited to the father giving her over, even in the pasuk. So why should Rashi here mention the Masara Lo Avia, the Chuppah L'Shem Kedushin? The Matne, the Sefer Mikna, offers another explanation for Rashi. Why did Rashi mention the father giving the daughter over? Says the Sefer Mikna, well, it's not clear what exactly chuppah is. We mention that chuppah is bringing the wife into the territory of the husband, the house, the location, the area of the husband. But some say that chuppah is locking up the woman together with the husband so that there's no one else together with them in the house or in the room that they're in. And that accomplishes chuppah. In fact, when we have chuppah today, the Eidei Yichud check that no one else is in the room for that reason. But the according to this shita, says the Sefer Mikna, every time a woman has a chuppah, she's having a yichud. A yichud, a regular yichud, where there's no one else besides her and her husband together in the room or location where they are located. And there are eidim outside to watch the woman go into the yichud with her husband. So the Sefer Mikna, if so, it would be a safek kedusha bia. Since we say, heinein eidze yichud, heinein eidze bia, when eidim see yichud, they're also witnessing a bia, they can assume that a bia is being done. Therefore, we have to be mistapik that maybe the husband lived with her and did a bia l'shem kedusha. So when the eidim see a woman isolating herself with a man, it won't be just chuppah, it'll be bia also. So why would the mission be memayit chuppah to say that it doesn't accomplish any sort of kinyan if every chuppah will also be a suffik bia? It will be at least a suffik kedushin because of the bia that the eidim can be considered to have been witnessing through the postulate of heinein eid yichud, heinein eid bia. When we see a yichud, it's as if we're watching a bia, which is something that Rashi himself works with, we'll see, and Daf Beis and the Rishonim mention in terms of kedusha bia. Therefore, Rashi had to find a case where there's no suffik of kedusha bia, and the case that he found was mesara lo avia l'chuppah l'shem kedusha. When the father is the one that's deciding whether it's kedusha or not, it makes no difference whether the woman wants to have a bia l'shem kedusha or not. Therefore, even if there was a bia in that room, it'll be a bia snus. What will he say? He doesn't want it to be a bilas nus. The man doesn't want it. The woman doesn't want it to be a bilas nus. They want it to be a kedushin. It won't help. The father said, go into the room, l'shem chuppah. I'm giving over my daughter to you for chuppah. I didn't give her to you for bia. Gave her to you for chuppah's kedushin. And therefore, even if the husband, the groom, says, is actually baller in that room, it won't accomplish kedushin. It'll only accomplish kedushin midin chuppah. That's why Rashi says, Masara lo avia l'shem chuppah. If the father gives over the daughter, then there won't be a question of kedusha bia here. There will only be a question of kedusha chuppah. That is the explanation of the Sefer Mikna. I have a number of problems with that explanation as well. There are a number of points over here to discuss. First of all, he's relying on the opinion that yichud is a total yichud, where no one else could see and no one else could come in, and it could just as well have been a bia there, and therefore we have a suffix. And that's the only way of making a chuppah. The Ran brings such a shita in Ksuvah Staf Bei, in the beginning of Ksuvah Staf Bei Zaman Aleph, or Daf Aleph Amid Aleph in the Ran, and he's dochet mikol v'chol. He says it can't be. There's numerous gemaras that talk about nichnetzel l'chuppah v'lo nivela, even in terms of the Motzi Shemra, where he says she has to be nichnasa, she has to be nichnasa, let's say a naira murasa, there's a din of knas and misa by naira murasa by arusa v'lo nesua. And the Gemara says arusa v'lo nesua is l'mute nichnasa l'chupa v'lo nivla. Even if she's nichnasa l'chupa v'lo nivla, she also is not in the category of naira murasa anymore. Now, how will we ever know that she's nichnasa l'chupa v'lo nivla if the only nichnasa l'chupa is a case where it's impossible to testify whether or not she's a ba'ula? And the Ran even brings a case in the Gemara in Ksuvas that says Almana mina nesuin ein la almana afal pi she edim meidim alea shelo nistra v'lo nivla. It's possible to have edim that there was an nesuin, and we witnessed an nesuin, but we also witnessed shelo nivla and then shelo nistra. She wasn't nistra. She didn't even isolate herself with her husband. It's clear there's such a thing as nesuin without isolation, and therefore it's very dochic to say that Rashi held the only type of chuppah is chuppah that is with total isolation, where the woman isolates herself with her husband. Second of all, the Sefer Mikneh is suggesting that even if it's true, let's accept that point that chuppah is total isolation. Sefer Mikneh is saying that there would be no case where we would have chuppah without being mistapik, without questioning that perhaps he also did kedusha biyah. I want to challenge that assumption as well. Let's take a look in Rashi. I want to take a look in Rashi and the Beis Amin Aleph. Rashi and Beis Amin Aleph describes what Kedushin is. And he says the following. He says, it could be with Kesef Shtar Obiya. How is Kedushin Kesef accomplished? Nosin lo Kesef or Shavah Kesef or Omer lo Hariat Mekudeshes Li. Shtar, Hariat Mekudeshes Li. Bia, Bolel v'Omar Iskachi Li b'viyazo. Iskachi Li b'viyazo. That's what Rashi says. Why does Rashi say b'viyazo? By kedusha bia, but he doesn't say b'kesef zeh or b'shtar zeh. By kedusha kesef and shtar. This diuk in Rashi is reflected in the Torah as well. The Torah says la'alacha kedusha bia kesef and simchav zayin. He starts off skachili, that's not kesef amis skachili. By shtar in simin lamed aleph he says nice like kesef amala skachili. And then the next simin, when he talks about kedusha bia, the Torah says iskachili b'viyazu. Says misyachadima v'amal iskachili b'viyazu. Why does it say b'viyazu? Why is b'viyazu necessary by bia? But you don't have to say zu by kesef or by shtar. My Rebbe Rav Gusman Zecher Tzadik Livracha discusses this in Kedusha Shiurim in the beginning of Kedushin, makes this diuk, this very beautiful diuk in the Rashi, and says, Yesh lo amar b'taima, to shayne bia mikesef ushtar. To be kesef ushtar, ha'amiri b'shas anasina. At the kedusha kesef, in the case of kedusha kesef and shtar, the husband is giving something over. He's saying, hiskachi li, gives her kesef, gives her shtar. It's clear what he's making the kedushin with. He's making it with a kesef, he's making it with a shtar. But by bia, what does he do? He simply isolates himself in a room with the kala. He goes into a room and tells the edim, I'm going to make a kedushin, and tells the woman, hiskachi li, and then he walks into the room. What did he make the kedushin with? It says, ein edim roim shum ma'is a kedushin, rak soimchen an hol damrin, and hein ein edim yichud, ben hein ein edim bia. So, if he doesn't specify, I want to be mekadeshi with this bia, then we don't know what he's doing, what he's being mekadeshi with altogether. And if so, the kedushin could only be accomplished if he says iskachi li b'viyazo. It's perhaps a little more than this also, not just that they don't see what object it is that he's using for kedushin, but it's a little more than that. I think he won't even say the principle of hein ein edi yichud, hein ein edi bia, unless he says b'viyazo. This can be found in the Me'iri. The Me'iri brings three opinions as far as kedusha bia. Opinion number one is based on the Perush Mishnah of Rambam, who says, Bo oleo lifnei edim. Mashma, they have to actually see the Bila, like witnesses are made to Bila's arayas. They see the Bila and they say in court, we saw the Bila, and the court kills the man and woman based on their evidence. The same way Kedusha Bila is made in the same way, the same manner, the same type of edus. However, then he brings Rashi. He says that if a person says b'viyazo and walks into a room with a woman, we say hene ne de yichud, hene ne de bia. You could say that a yichud, where if they're totally isolated, is already proof to bia if the man says in advance hayat mekadesh b'viyazo. If he alludes to the fact that he's going to be mekadesh with bia now, that's what Rashi says. And in fact, the Rambam himself apparently was chozer bo. as in many cases we chose bo between the Yad and the Perish of Mishnah, and in Hilchas Ishus Paragimel Alocha Hey, where he discusses Kedusha Bia, he says Yichud, Eidim see the Yichud, and he says this very clearly again in Hilchas Gerishin, that the Eidim see Yichud, and that accomplishes Kedusha Bia. All the sources, by the way, can be found in the Mar Makomo sheet that we have associated with this year, as usual. The third shita is a shita that says if he just walks into a room with her, then he's mekadesher with bia. He just says it's kachili, and he walks into a room with the woman, he's mekadesher with bia. The eidim see him walking into a room, that's kedusha bia. Or maybe even if he doesn't say it's kachili, the Meiri favors the opinion of Rashi, indeed, and it's really very hard to hear the other opinion that just walking into a room with her, or even saying harayat mekudeshesli and walking into a room, will accomplish the kedusha bia through the principle of heinenei deyichud. And the reason is because this heinenei deyichud doesn't really have a source that ties it together to kedusha bia. There is no such gemara. The gemara that mentions heinenei deyichud is discussing a divorce altogether. If a man divorces his wife, after the divorce he isolates himself with his wife in front of Eidim, we say he probably lived with her l'shem kedusha. Why else would he do that? That's talking about a woman that he was married to and he just divorced. And then we would say, well, if he isolates himself with her, why would he do that with a divorced wife unless he's remaking a kedusha with kedusha bia? Then we could say heinenei deyichud heinenei bia, and it will affect kedusha bia if it follows a divorce. But the Gemara itself says if it follows a divorce from the erusin, meaning if a man divorces his arusa and then he isolates himself with her, you don't say heinenei deyichud heinenei bia because he's not familiar with her. He never lived with her. Why would we say that now he's living with her? And the same could be said if she never was married to him in the first place. How could he say heinenei deyichud every time a man isolates himself with a woman? And even if he says hayaret mikudeshesli and walks into a room with her, maybe he's thinking of kedusha chuppah. Who knows what he's... Maybe he's going to give her a ring in the room. The only time it could be kedusha bia is when he says hayaret mikudeshesli b'viyado and then walks into a room. Then we could say heinenei deyichud heinenei debia. But if he doesn't specify that, the bia won't accomplish kedusha. So now let's go back to the Sefer Mikneh's explanation for Rashi. He says that every time you have chuppah, if chuppah means isolation, it'll be a suffix kedusha. Why should that be? If he doesn't say bavia zo, but then we said according to Rashi that's not going to be a kedusha altogether. There won't be any suffix kedusha if he doesn't say bavia zo. He just says hariat mukudeshesli and he walks into a room. Especially if we're talking now about the opinion that chuppah is kona, or the mishnah is being memayit that opinion, then we're thinking of kedusha chuppah altogether. We're not talking about a bia. Why should we say heinenei deyichud heinenei debia? And especially if the man says hariat mekudeshesli b'chuppah zo, and he specifies b'chuppah zo, why would we think that he was bala? We wouldn't say heinenei deyichud heinenei debia. There wouldn't be a suffix kedushin in this case, and therefore Rashi would not have to say the case where the father gives his daughter over to kedushin in order to avoid a suffix kedusha bia by every case of chuppah. He could just say the man says hariat mukadeshesli b'chuppah zo, the shem kedushin is the shem chuppah's kedushin, and then we wouldn't have a suffix kedusha bia. Therefore, I find that answer also very hard to accept to explain Rashi. What could we say to explain Rashi? I want to suggest two suggestions. The first suggestion is the following. The Gemara tells us, and Salad on the Beis, that Hava Amina Hecha Diyova Ihi Ladide Vekidashto Hava Kadushi Kos Rechmana Kiyikach Lo Kisikach Kisukach. The Pasuk tells us Kiyikach Ishisha to teach us that the man has to perform the action involved that makes a Kadushin. When the man makes a Kadushin, then the kedushin is valid. But if the woman performs the act, the kedushin is not valid. And for that reason, nos nahi v'amrahu ena kedushin, meaning if the woman gives the husband money and says, and even if the husband says, hariat mekudeshesli bekesef zeh shenasatli, it's not a kedushin. It doesn't accomplish kedushin because the man has to perform the act of kedushin. This applies not only to kedusha kesef, which is learned out from the word kiyika, but to other forms of kedushin as well. Kedusha Shtar, for instance, the Gemara tells us on Daf Teslam and Aleph that the reason the man has to give the Shtar to the woman when performing Kedushin, even though he's the buyer, normally the seller, gives a shtar to say, I hereby bequeath you, or, you know, sell to you this field. When it comes to Kedushin, the man is the one that gives the shtar, meaning the buyer is giving the shtar to the seller. Why is that? Says the Gemara, because it says in the Pasuk, Kiyikach, Kiyikach lo kisikach, Kiyikach b'val tol rachmana. The husband has to do it. Okay, this seems to imply that Kedushin is accomplished necessarily through an action of the husband, and it cannot be done through an action of the woman, of the wife. Kedushin Bia is certainly like that. What about Kedushin Chuppah? According to Rav Huna, Chuppah accomplishes Kedushin. Where is the action of the husband by Kedushin Chuppah? It's the woman that's making the Chuppah. The woman is making the Chuppah by walking into the husband's house. I mean, Chuppah isn't accomplished, the Kedushin Chuppah is not accomplished by the husband carrying the woman across the threshold. That's not a manner that shows chuppah, that shows living together. Chuppah means that she enters his house as if to show I'm living here. If he's carrying her into the room, he's not showing that you're living here. He's kidnapping her. Chuppah is when she willingly walks over and enters his house as if to say, I am now parked over here in your house. But she is the one that's accomplishing it. It's kisukach, it's not kiyikach. How could that accomplish kedushin? Beval tola rachmana. That should nix Kedushin Chuppah from the start. Why doesn't the Gemara discuss this at all? I looked around. I didn't find any Rishonim or Achronim that even raised this issue. I didn't find it. It's probably discussed somewhere. I didn't find it. But I'm suggesting now that perhaps that's what bothered Rashi. Maybe Rashi was bothered by the fact that the woman cannot be making the act of Kedushin. So we'd have no Havamina that if a woman walks into a Chuppah, then she'd accomplish Kedushin that way. Rather, says Rashi, Shemesara lo avia l'chuppah l'shem kedushin. The father gives the husband, the wife, to a chuppah l'shem kedushin. What does that do? What that accomplishes is the following. What it accomplishes is that the husband is now the seller, or the woman's arbiter, the one that is acting on behalf of the woman. Not the husband, the father. The father is the one that's acting on behalf of the woman. Not the Baal, not the groom. It's the father that's acting on behalf of the woman, and not the woman herself. What she does, once again, when the father gives over the woman for chuppah, it's the father that's accomplishing the woman's part of the Kedushin, rather than the woman. What the woman does makes no difference to us. She could dance up and down, she could dance with the groom into the husband's house. That doesn't mean that it's kisukach, she's the one that performed an action, because we ignore her altogether. We look at the father. The father is the one that makes a difference to us. The father can't be doing an action, because he is the party that is making the kedushin on the female side, on the woman's side, rather than the woman herself. And if so, it's true that if the woman's a gedola, and she tries to make a chuppah l'shem kedushin, she's doing an action, and it's kisukach. But when the father gives her over l'shem kedushin, it's not kisukach. Because the father's not doing anything. He's sitting at home, reading the newspaper, while his daughter is walking into the husband's house. What the daughter does is not called kisukach, when she's a katana or a naira, because the father's the one that's in charge. And therefore, you don't have a problem with kisukach. That could be called kiyikach because she walked into the husband's rishus, and the husband's rishus is sort of surrounding her. That could be called kiyikach, that he makes her part of his house. But it's only because the woman didn't do action. If the woman did the action, then we'd say that it's kisikach lo kiyikach. That might be an explanation for Rashi, a possible suggestion. However, I am not comfortable with this suggestion, mainly because I didn't find anything in the Rishonim about this being a point to ask about altogether. They didn't seem to be bothered by the fact that in Chuppah the woman's doing the action. Why didn't it bother them? Why wasn't this an issue? Perhaps the reason is, I don't like saying this Gzeiras HaKasav, because Rav Huna doesn't learn out Chuppah from Gzeiras HaKasav, he learns it from a Kal V'Chomer. If there'd be a din of Kisukach, then you wouldn't have a din of chuppah altogether. Rather, I think that they understood that chuppah is not the action of walking over the threshold into the house, entering the house of the groom. Chuppah is being together with the groom, being in the groom's house. Meaning, after she walks in, now she has entered the chuppah. But it's not the walking, the entering that's accomplishing the chuppah. Rather, by chuppah, let's talk about chuppah's nesu'in, for instance. Chuppah's nesu'in, what's accomplishing the chuppah's nesu'in is being in the husband's house. Being part of the husband's household. And that is not done with an action of the woman. That's done by her after she enters, by being there. It's an inaction. And if anything, it could be called the husband's kiyikach, because his house is taking her, as I said. She's becoming part of the household. He's making her part of the household in that way. And if so, every chuppah is indeed kiyikach and not a problem kisukach, and Rashi would not have to say, Masara lo avia l'shem, the chuppah l'shem kedushin, in order to answer that. Because I didn't find anything in the Rishayim, I'm assuming that chuppah is accomplished, like I said, with, not by her action, but by her being together with the husband. And therefore, I don't think that that's the real reason why Rashi said that Masara lo avia the chuppah l'shem kedushin. What then is the reason? Can we suggest another answer for Rashi? I want to suggest that yes, we can propose another explanation for Rashi that indeed answers Rashi and has very strong sources in the Rishonim, and I am convinced that this is the reason that Rashi wrote what he wrote. The Gemara tells us, and the Chayim Abayis, that Rav Huna learned that chuppah is kona for kedushin from a Kal V'Chaimer. The Kal V'Chaimer was, well, if we find that chuppah makes nesu'in, even though kesef doesn't make nesu'in, right? Kesef cannot make nesu'in, yet chuppah does. So when kesef could make kedushin, chuppah certainly should. But it's clear from the Gemara that kesef eino gomer. Kesef and shtar do not create nesu'in. Asks Tosfos on the top of Hema Beis, in Taimar, Ladidan, the Amar, the Chuppah, Eino Kaina, since we hold that Chuppah is not Kaina, and in other words, Taisus doesn't pass in like Rav Huna, so if Chuppah is not Kaina, name it a Kesef, Gomer, Acher Kesef, Mikal V'Chaimer, the Chuppah. Ma Chuppah, she Eino Kaina Gomeres, Kesef, she Kaina, and Adin Shigmar. According to us, where we say that Chuppah cannot make a Kedushin, not like Rav Huna, Gemara explains it on Hema Beis, asks Taisus, let's make a reverse Kal V'Chaimer. Instead of saying that Chuppah should accomplish Kedushin, say the opposite. Kesef should be able to make Nisuin, Mikal V'Chaimer. If Kesef can make Kedushin and Chuppah can't, then Nisuin, which could be done even by Chuppah, which is weaker than Kesef because it can't make Kedushin, certainly could be done by Kesef, which is stronger. So let Kesef be Gomer. Answers Taisus, there cannot be. It says Taisus, V'yesh lomar, the lomar tzilach chayshe yigmar elach kesef kechuppah. If you're going to say that kesef accomplishes nesu'in, it won't be by itself. It won't be a single kesef making kedushin and nesu'in together. Rather, you'll have a kesef of kedushin followed by a kesef of nesu'in. You have to have two stages. Just like chuppah could make nesu'in after kesef, kesef can make nesu'in after kesef. So it's places that can't be, though. My ulme, my kesef, my high kesef. It's illogical to suggest that you can have kesef performing kedushin and then give some more kesef and it'll make chuppah. My ulme, why is the second kesef stronger than the first? What's different about the second one? Well, it's true that the second one's given to a mu'reses and the first one was given to a woman who wasn't yet mu'reses. But still, how could the kesef of Nisuin accomplished more than the kesef of Kedushin? It's the same exact act. If this act accomplishes Kedushin, it can't be that you do the same thing twice. Okay, the second time will accomplish Nisuin. You can't just say it kicks up a notch the second time. That's what Tosfos suggests to explain why kesef doesn't make chuppah, why kesef ain't no gomer, why you can't make a kal v'chomer to teach a kesef gomer. Asks the Marsha, if so, according to Rav Huna, what will accomplish Nisuin after Kedushay Chuppah? Rav Huna says that Kedushin can be made by Chuppah. Okay, so what will make Nisuin? What will make Nisuin now? Another Chuppah. If one Chuppah makes Kedushin, how can another Chuppah doing the same thing twice make Nisuin? My Omei the High Chuppah, May High Chuppah. asks the Marsha on Taisvas. And therefore the Marsha concludes, it must be that according to Rav Huna, Chuppa accomplishes both Kedushin and Nisuin at once. That's what Rav Huna learns from his Kal v'Chaymer, that Chuppa should be able to accomplish Kedushin, and if so, it will accomplish Nisuin as well. At the end he says, V'chol ze tzarech od iyan, tzarech iyan. It's not so clear. Indeed, his question is asked by the Taisvas Arash. Taisvas Arash, on the famous base, asks on Rav Huna, what will accomplish in the suin? And my will made a high chuppa, may high chuppa. And says the Taisvas Arash, like a mashah, that the chuppa will accomplish in the suin as well. That's his first answer. He gives two answers. First answer is, you're right, according to Rav Huna, you must say the chuppa will accomplish the suin as well. Now, I'm going to point out that this is not agreed upon by all the Rishonim. Taisus himself on in the Yevamos and Zayin Amabez makes it clear that Chuppah will be Kedushin without Nisuin. Besides, I find that difficult to accept for a number of reasons. We're making a Kal v'Chaymer. If Huna is learning that Chuppah should be Kaina from a Kal v'Chaymer, if Kesef is Kaina, then certainly Chuppah should be Kaina. But hey, Daya Lovim in a Dinlius Kanadon, if you say that Kesef only accomplishes Kedushin, how could Chuppah accomplish Nisuin as well? And besides that, the Gemara tells us that Rava rejected Rav Huna's suggestion for two reasons. The first being, Chodah de Sholosh Nan Arbalotnan. Says in the Mishnah there are three ways of making Kedushin, it doesn't say Chuppah. Abaya defends Rav Huna by saying, Chodah Kamet Sholosh Nan Arbalotnan. This is on the famous days. Tana milsa deksiva behedi katani milsa deksiva behedi lo katani. Tana is only mentioning the types of kinyan that are mentioned in the Torah, not those that are learned out from Kal v'Chaymer. Rabbi could have said something much simpler. Could have said Tana is mentioning ha'isha nikves, things that make kedushin without nisuin. It doesn't mention chuppah because chuppah accomplishes kedushin and nisuin as well. Why didn't Tabai say that according to the Tosfos Rashi's first answer? If you say that according to Rav Huna, chuppah is much bigger than kedusha, kesef, shtar, abiyah. So that's why it doesn't mention it in the Mishnah. It's talking about things that make kedusha without nisuin. Alright, the dochik I could explain that, maybe Abaye wanted to give an answer that'll work, even if you say bia nisuin osa. Meaning the Gemara and Dafyud tells us that there's a possibility that kedusha bia will indeed accomplish kedusha and nisuin at once, together, in one shot. And if so, then it will be the same as Chuppah, and if so, why would the mission leave out Chuppah, if you say Bia Nisu and Isa? We don't want to limit Rav Huna to saying that Bia Eris and Isa. Okay, that might be a way of saying it. But in either case, it's not a clear answer. Like I said, it'll be a hard Kal v'Chaymer to make. You should say Dayel, which will bring us into the question of whether there's an opinion that doesn't hold of Dayel, Echid and Mifrach Kal v'Chaymer, is it Mifrach Kal v'Chaymer, etc. But also, he said that Taisus himself doesn't learn like that. He learns clearly that Chuppah, according to Rav Huna, is just Kedusha. The Taisus Arash gives a second answer to this question. His second answer is, I have a solution for how to make Nisuin after Kedusha Chuppah. You can't make Nisuin Chuppah, Mayome, but you can make Nisuin Bia. There's a second way of accomplishing Kedusha, and that is with Bia. You can do it with Bia, and if so, it's not such a big question how will Rav Huna have Nisuin after Chuppah. He'll have Kedushin Bia. Now, I just want to point out that it's clear from the Rishonim and Achronim here that if Chuppah would not have a way of accomplishing Nisuin afterwards, we'd have a big problem in this Gemara. That would defeat the Kal v'Chaymer. We'd be able to reject Rav Huna and say, what kind of business is this, a Kedushin that you can't have a Chuppah after? That's not acceptable. That's just quite clear in the Rishonim and Achronim. But getting back to the Tosfos Rashi's second answer, that the way that you could make a Nisuin is with Bia, I think that also is not completely clear. I think that's not completely clear. And the reason for that is that where did he get this from in the first place? Who says that Bia accomplishes Nisuin? So if you look up in Perek Yud of Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam also says, Chuppah is, Shem Yachad Eisalo, Machnisal Roshuso. And then he also mentions, and also, if he's Baal now, and then he's Kainahur with Hara. That's another type of Chuppah. type of nisuan, I mean. Chuppah and this bia. Where did they get this from? There's no such Gemara. Gemara never mentions anything besides chuppah. The source seems to be from Daf Yudam and Aleph, where the Gemara asks whether Tchilas bia kaina, Saif bia kaina, is the kinyan be accomplished by the beginning of the bia or only by the end of the bia? And the Gemara concludes the end of the bia. Tosfos quotes from Nissan Gan, who asks from a Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos discusses Hara. Hara is Tchilas Bia. And the Gemara says that we know that Hara is Osir by Arayas and is over the Lav in the Chi of Kores if someone's Bola Erva by Hara. We also know that that Hara could be Kaina by Yevama. And this is learned out from a Limud Bia Bia Exeris Shava. Isha Labailam and Alan. How do you know that Bia could also accomplish a kinyan for being kona a woman, a wife, not a yavama? Where it says Asa Kicha Kicha. Asks Taisvus, what do we do with our Gemara that makes it a question out of whether the beginning of Bia could be kaina and concludes the beginning of Bia is not kaina? Rav Nissan Gaon asks the question. He quotes Rav Nissan Gaon asks the question and says, this is talking about Bia's Kedushin, that's talking about Bia's Nesuin. In Maseches Kedushin, we're discussing Kedushin. Bia's Kedushin is only accomplished by Sof Bia. But Bia's Nesuin is accomplished even by Ara. And that's what the Gemara in Yevamos is discussing when it says Ish L'Bailam Inalam. And it learns it from Kicha Kicha. Taisus rejects Rav Nissan Gaon for other reasons, but the Ritva asked on Rav Nissan Gaon, Mechatesi, where do you ever see that Bia accomplishes Nesuin? That Bia could make Nesuin? Where is there such a thing as Bia's Nesuin? That he's assuming that the Gemara Nevamos is suddenly talking about Bia's Nesuin. So the answer is, Rav Nissan Gaon is learning it out from Kicha Cheshish Uva'ala. Apparently he learns Uva'ala is not only like our Gemara tells us on the test that it's over Allah, but it's also over Allah. Yikach Hashisha, over Allah is the sun. Apparently he's learning like that. And the Ritva discusses this. He says, V'chor Allah, the Gemara is a mashma. That's not true. That only Chuppah makes Kedushin and makes Nesuin, and Bia doesn't make Nesuin. Adrab, Bia of Arusa is Bia's Nus. It's Baal Arusa, V'veish Chama. That's not a Nesuin. And the Vilna Gaon for this reason rejects the Rav Nissan Gaon, says the only kinyan is Chuppah in his beer in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Ritva though concludes that we could defend the Rav Nissan Gaon, which by the way is also the opinion of the Rif in Yevamos, and also the opinion of the Rambam that I mentioned, that beer could be kaina, and that's what the Gemara means in Yevamos when it says Hara is kaina. But the Ritva concludes that we can defend the Sheet of Rav Nissan Gaon, the Rif, and the Rambam, and say that it depends whether he's Bola, L'shem Chuppah, L'shem Nesuin. L'shem Nesuin is Mutter. That accomplishes Nesuin. Lola saying L'shem Nesuin will be Bia's Nus. Okay. There's a discussion in either case among in the Rishonim as to whether Bia could be Kaina. So what we see is that we had a question, according to Rav Huna, what will accomplish Nesuin? He saw two suggestions, both of which had problems. Either that Chuppah will make Nesuin as well, the same Chuppah that makes Kedushin will at the same time accomplish Nesuin, or that the Nesuin will be accomplished by Bia following that Chuppah. I want to suggest that that's what bothered Rashi. Rashi did not accept the first answer that the Marsha says and the Tosfos Rashi says that Bia will make Nesuin as well, because what kind of Kal V'Chomer is that? And Rashi didn't accept the second answer. Bia is an option, because he holds that Bia is not an option. Where do we find that Bia could accomplish Nesuin? Therefore, Rashi came up with another suggestion to answer that question of the Rishonim. My ulmei lahaychup and mehaychup. Answers Rashi, you're right. If a woman gets married when she's gedayla, through kedusha chuppah, you don't have any kedusha in a suwe chuppah afterwards, because my ulmei lahaychup and mehaychup. Therefore, chuppah won't work for a gedayla. But by a katana, chuppah will work. Because the chuppah of kedushin will be when the father gives her over l'shem chuppah. L'shem chuppah mesuan will be a different chuppah. When she grows older, when she becomes a gedayla, and then she enters her husband's reshus l'shem nesuin on her own accord, of her own accord, on her own volition. That is a much stronger chuppah than when the father gives her over. It's a different chuppah. Now wait a second, you're going to ask me, why is that greater? Why is that a better chuppah? And besides, if you're right, if I'm right, then what about, why would Rashi have to be bothered by my umay na high kesem high kesem. You're back to the question of Tosfos that kesef should be kaina b'kal v'chaymer to make an nisuin. That if the kedusha kesef was performed by the father, then when the woman grows up, she'll be able to make nisuin kesef because you don't have a problem of my umay na high chupa mei chupa, and a kal v'chaymer should teach you that kesef can make nisuin. What I mean to say though is that kesef after kesef, no matter whether the kesef is done when she's a ketana and given to the father, whether the kesef is done when she's a gdola and it's given to the woman herself, it makes no difference. That's not going to the second kesef won't be any stronger than the first kesef. It's not going to make any stronger kinyan kesef than the first, because kinyan kesef is handing over money. It makes no difference if you hand it over to the father, who's her proxy, if you hand it over to the woman herself when she's a gedolah. You're handing over kesef. My umay the high kesef that you gave to the father, my high kesef that you give to her, or the other way around, my umay the kesef that you give to her over the kesef you give to the father. But what is chuppah? Chuppah is knisa l'shusa, beis isha, making her part of the husband's household. And there's a world of a difference between a girl who is thrown into a house by her father and a girl that walks into a house of her own accord. When her father says, "You're going," and he sends her into the husband's house, whether he ties her up or whether he just tells her, "Go, I told you to go and you must listen to me," in either case, she's not necessarily agreeing to it, and even if she does agree to it, it's not going to necessarily make a difference. Good, as long as when she's a katana she can't, when she's a naira is a question whether she could also accept the kedushin. In either case, the chuppah that's accomplished by going into the house when she's given over by her husband, by her father, is nowhere near the chuppah that is accomplished when she walks into her husband's house. Because when the father gives her over, she's going for it as a slave, as you know, as being sent into the husband's house. That's not necessarily demonstrating ishus. Whereas when she goes of her own accord, that's demonstrating ishus. That's showing base isha. She's part of the husband's household. She's not just a piece of luggage or something, but she's a wife. She's going in. She's entering to be together with him. And therefore, you would say, Omei v'omei, hai chuppah, mei hai chuppah. Not only for nisuin, but for kedushin. The kedushin chuppah is also accomplished by being base isha, and that will be accomplished to a greater extent through the chuppah that she does when she grows older. That's why Rashi had to say, Shemesara lo avia lo chuppah l'shem kedushin. That will be the chuppah of kedushin, because now you could have another chuppah afterwards that will accomplish nisuin, the chuppah that she does when she grows older. This is my suggestion for answering Rashi. This revolves around the question of whether Bia could make nisuin. I think that if you say that Rashi holds Bia cannot make nisuin, then what I said is perfectly correct. There's no other way of making nisuin after kedusha chuppah. But if he agrees that chuppah can make nisuin, which seems to be a question over here in the Tosfos Rosh, then Rashi wouldn't have had such a problem. He would have been able to say chuppah is normal chuppah, like the other Rishonim seem to learn. Chuppah is she walks into the house l'shem chuppah for kedusha. Afterwards, she'll make a bia, have a bia l'shem nisuin. Is it true that Rashi holds bia cannot make nisuin? So I have found the Rashi and the Chiyura Aleph that seems to imply Bia could make nisuin, which would destroy my hypothesis, which would show that Rashi had an easier way of explaining chuppah, and he wouldn't have had to say that the father sent her in. Where is this Rashi? The Rashi is where the Gemara discusses whether Tchilas Bia Kaina or Saif Bia. Says the Rashi, Tchilas Bia Kaina Be'erusin. Be'erusin. What do you mean Tchilas Bia Kaina Be'erusin? Is there another chuppah? Is there some other chuppah that we're discussing besides chuppah, another bia, I'm sorry. Is there another bia besides erisin? Tchilas bia kaina be'erisin. If there's such a thing as bia's nesuin, then the Rashi is saying tchilas chuppah kaina be'erisin. What about by nesuin? I don't know. In other words, maybe he's saying like Rav Nissen Gaon, that tchilas bia certainly is kaina by nesuin. But our Gemara is asking whether tchilas bia kaina be'erisin. And if so, then he agrees that Bia is kind of a nisuin. If so, that's destroying my hypothesis that Rashi holds Bia cannot accomplish nisuin. However, I'm not convinced that that's the pshat in Rashi. It's possible that Rashi means that, and if so, he holds that Bia can make nisuin. But there are a number of other explanations. A, Rav Shimon Shkop explains Rashi based on the Ritva. The Ritva says over here in the sugi of Daf Yud of Bia Eris and Tchilas Biakaina or Saif Biakaina. Over there, there's a question discussed in the Rishayim regarding the Gemara's discussion of a kain gadol being mekadosh bevia. The discussion over there is whether the kain gadol makes a nesuin through the bia also. In any case, the Ritva says the following. He says, we have a question in the Gemara. Bia nesuin isa or bia erisin isa? Regarding that question, bia nesuin isa or erisin isa, does the bia accomplish nesuin as well as erisin or just erisin? Says the Ritva, if you say bia nesuin isa, it's only the Gemara bia that will accomplish nesuin. Not the Tchilas bia. There'd be no suffix. There's no question that if bia nesuin isa, it's the Gemara bia. Question only arises if you say bia eris anaisa, then it's possible that the tchilas bia makes eris an also. But if it's bia is making a suin, it has to be saif bia. That's what the Ritva says. It's, to a certain extent, it's exactly the opposite of Rav Nissim Gaon. It's saying that for nesuin, if bia nesuin isa, then you need a gemar bia, not a tchilas bia. But bia eris anaisa is possible that tchilas bia is kind of. Says Rav Shimon Shkop, this is what Rashi means. Tchilas bia kaina be'erisin. Meaning, when he says be'erisin, he doesn't mean that bia can make nesuin after kesef. He means that bia might make nesuin on its own. As the Gemara questions later on the page, bia erisin aisa nesuin aisa. If you say bia nesuin aisa, then we don't have a question of whether tchilas bia kaina. When do we have a question? We only have a question of bia erisin aisa. Then it's possible that tchilas bia could also make the erisin. That's what Rashi says, tchilas bia kaina, the erisin. That's what the Shimon Shkop suggests to explain the Rashi over there. And if so, Rashi's not saying that you could have nesu'e bia. He's just saying that there's a possibility that bia makes nesu'in at the time that it makes kedushin. And that's what Rashi's trying to teach us, that that this sugi is not discussing. Tchilas bia kaina, the erisin, but it cannot be kaina be nesu'in. Rashi's not going on the diuk of seif bia kaina, and saying that seif bia, that when it comes to nesuin, you'd say for sure that tchilas bia is kaina. Right? Rashi is saying tchilas bia kaina by erisin, but by nesuin, you know, it's a suffix by erisin, but by nesuin it's not, like Rav Amram Gaon. Rather, he's saying tchilas bia kaina by erisin, it cannot be kaina by nesuin, if bia nesuin is. That's his suggestion. I want to make another suggestion to explain this Rashi, which will also be consistent with my hypothesis that Rashi holds bia cannot make nesuin. Rashi never mentions it. And I want to start off with another very, very difficult Rashi. The Gemara and Yudamud Beis tells us the story of Rav Yechanan ben Bagbag, who's had a disagreement with Rav Yehuda ben Beseira. Rav Yehuda ben Beseira said, Arusa bas Yisrael ocheles betruma. And Arusa bas Yisrael, Arusa is eichel betruma, is able to eat truma. And he based this on a kal v'chaymer. What was this kal v'chaymer? If you say that, there it is, Mashif ha-kananis, Ein b'yosa machilasa b'truma, b'kaspa machilasa b'truma, Isha, shabiyosa machilasa b'truma, right? Bia accomplishes something that allows a woman to eat truma. And udin shakaspa machilasa b'truma. So certainly, kedusha kasef should also allow a woman to eat truma. That's the kal v'chaymer. From this, the Gemara tries to prove that bia makes nesuin. That's why it's obvious that a bia would be machil b'truma, because it makes nesuin. And we're learning from the Kal v'chaymer that bia could be machil isha b'truma, where it can't be machil shifta b'truma, then kesef certainly could be machil isha b'truma, since it could be machil shifta b'truma. And we're talking about kedusha kesef and nesu'e bia, the Gemara. That's the Gemara's havamina. The Gemara says, wait, echadami, maybe it's ibevia shayi dechup because of shayi dechup, but tavai mechel achla. What does the Gemara mean when it says that bia allows a woman to eat? It cannot mean bia with chuppah, because then it can't mean bia with chuppah and kesef with chuppah. That's bia with chuppah allows a woman to eat. And so to kesef with chuppah should allow a woman to eat truma, because there's no question about that. There's no discussion. It's not discussed. But we have no question that after nesuin, a woman could eat truma, whether the kedushin was made with kesef with beer. And therefore, Rav Yehuda Memeser would not have had to prove that from a kal v'chaymer. Rather, it must mean beer without chuppah and kesef without chuppah. Rashi explains what does it mean when the Gemara says beer with chuppah and kesef with chuppah. Says Rashi, Rashi says something very strange. Hechid dami diyal of kesef mi bia, inay mi bia shala acha chupa, viyal finay kesef shehechnisa acha kach chupa. Meaning, when it says bia yidei chupa, kesef yidei chupa, the exact same words, a parallel term, bia yidei chupa, kesef yidei chupa, it's referring to two different things. Bia yidei chupa means bia following a chupa. Kesef yidei chupa means kesef preceding a chupa. Where did Rashi get this from? Where is he talking? What is Bia Achra Chuppah altogether? That Rashi mentions it. A, what is Bia Achra Chuppah? B, if there is such a thing, why does he discuss it in terms of, why does he differentiate between the case of Bia and the case of Kesef? It's extremely difficult. It's a question that bothered the Rishonim. The Tosfos Rush asks on Rashi. He says, what Rashi must mean when he says Bia Achra Chuppah means Bia Achra Chuppah Achra Kesef. That you had already a Kesef before the Chuppah. But if so, asks the Tosfos Rosh, it's not consistent with the Gemara. The Gemara makes it clear we're discussing bia with chuppah and nothing else. Tarti, the Gemara says it. It wouldn't make any sense if Rashi would be talking about bia after chuppah after kesef. What would he bring that in for? Or how could that be? It's not bad. Because the Tosfos Rosh rejects Rashi's words because of that. What does Rashi mean? It's very difficult. Says the Rashash, as well as the covered chuppah, that's the Baruch Tam Targos and the Shara Melech. The Shalmas Chuppas Chasanim says, they suggest that Rashi is referring to Bia Acha Chuppah, and Rashi holds, to answer the first question of what is Bia Acha Chuppah, Rashi holds Chuppah could be done before Kedusha. The Mishnah Lamelech, the Hilchas Ishas, Perek Yud, says that I haven't found a clear discussion of whether chuppah must be done after kedushin or before. He brings rise from a Ramban and Ritva over here, in kedushin daf yud and aleph, that a bia of kedushin can be done after chuppah. Says the kavan chuppah and the rishash. That's what Rashi means. It can be done after chuppah also. What about kesef? Let's see a minute. So the Rashash also brings that Rashi is consistent with his own opinion as quoted by the Mordechai. The Mordechai, in those Tavkuf Mem Vav, says that Bo Maisel Lefnei Rashi Be'echad Shekidesh V'nimtza Echad Me'edi Kedushin Karov Olo Yeshav Apruta. There was a problem with the Kedushin. The Heshev, Rashi answered, Afal Pishat Tzorech L'Kadosh Pa Mecheret. It's true, another Kedushin is necessary. Ein Tzorech Lo Kenisus Chuppah Lo Brocha Acheres Shel Eresin Unesuin. Afal Pishat Tzorech L'Kadosh Pa Mecheret V'nim Tzorech L'Kadosh Pa Mecheret V'nim Tzorech Although the Chuppah was done before the Kedushin, Ma B'kach Harik Tana Shesi. Rashi brings Raya's that Chuppah can be done after Kedushin. Same Raya is brought by the Mishnah Lamelech indeed. He brings Raya's from a case of a woman who got married when she was a Katana. He say that when she becomes a gedolah, even if she got married a kedushin drabanan when she was a katana, she had a chuppah, and afterwards, when she grows up, the bia is automatically going to be a bia's kedushin. Why is it going to be a bia's kedushin? It's going to be following the chuppah. So Rashi says, you see from here that it can be done after chuppah, and he brings another case similar to that to show that bia could be done after the chuppah. So Rashi holds it. Good. That's what Rashi means here. What about our other point? Why did Rashi say this only with regard to Bia, not with regard to Kesef? Says the Kvod Chuppah, Rashi apparently holds that only Bia could be done after Chuppah, but not Kesef. And in fact, he says that the Shar Melech postulates such a possibility that only Bia could be done after Chuppah. And there's a difference. The reason is because Chuppah is Chibas Bia. Rashi says this in numerous places, that the whole point of chuppah is because of the bia. I'll read from Rashi and Rebbeinu and Zayin on the base. He says that "Hovein lebia, kiv de ein biyasa paslasa koshke and den chupasa paslasa to hachashivas chuppah eino ela mishum shi kroiv lebia." point of chuppah is that it makes her more of a wife, more a karav labia. And if so, the chuppah could be done first, and labia could be done afterwards. I want to explain this a little more and understand this as follows. Chuppah is not an action, as I said before, but rather it's something that has a kiyum, something that lasts, something that is being together with a husband. A bia following a chuppah is showing that she's being together with a husband. It shows the chuppah is still kayim. But if there's a kedusha kesef after chuppah, that still doesn't show that she's still together with him. How does kesef show that she's still together with him? So if a bia after chuppah could show that the chuppah was being in order to be together, and here they're being together. Whereas kesef after chuppah won't help. That's why Rashi had to say it his way. Why didn't the Gemara reject that possibility by saying it's not parallel, that if you're making a kal v'chomer, that by saying that bia after chuppah machila koshken kesef lefnei chuppah machila, it's not parallel? Well, the Gemara had a better reason to reject the possibility that we're talking about bia and chuppah. It says, in any case, kesef with chuppah will be machal v'truma. But why did Rashi, we still have to explain, why did Rashi have to go out of his way to explain this? And the Rishash asks this question. He says, still, okay, good. It's true there is such a thing as Biyach HaChuppah. Why did Rashi say over here that that's the case of Biyah? All of the Shas, all of the Kedushim, we mentioned Kedusha Biyah. Rashi doesn't once mention Biyah Achar Chuppah, except over here, he says the Biyah is Achar Chuppah. Why should he say that? The answer seems to be that Rashi was bothered by the Kal V'Chaim over here. We're trying to prove that the Gemara's maskana is we make a kal v'chomer from chuppah and bia to kesef. That if you say the Gemara's conclusion is that Rav Yehuda ben Maaseri learns as follows: if you say that chuppah with bia helped, then and even though chuppah with bia won't make a shivcha ituma and kol shekain, we should say that kesef, which makes a shivcha ituma, should allow a woman to eat truma without chuppah. Ask Taisus, Dai Lovim and Adin is Kanata. Ask Taisus, the Ramasul Zil, that this isn't a good Kal V'Chaimer. You have Kesef working by itself, and you're learning that from Bia, which is being done with a chuppah that follows it, with a chuppah of Nisuin. If Kesef could also could be done with a chuppah, so say that just like you needed a chuppah by bia in order to allow the woman to eat, so too when you're learning from a kal v'chomer kesef, you should need chuppah. And Tosfos gives a very forced answer because of this Gemara holds of Dayo, Shashitas Yochanan, Rav Tarfon, and Bava Kamma. Rashi is answering this question. Rashash says something, it's not clear, I don't think he means exactly this, but I think the answer could be very simple. Rashi is answering this question and saying that, like the covered chuppah learns, bia could be accomplished after chuppah and could work at the moment that you do such that at the moment you do the bia will make a nesuin. Why? Because it was preceded by a chuppah, and now the bia could accomplish kedushin and a nesuin together, even if bia eris and isa through the chuppah that preceded it. But kesef has no such option. There is no such thing as kesef following chuppah, and therefore, if you're learning a kal v'chomer, you can't say, well, kesef will also have to have chuppah, because we're saying that bia, not bia, makes a chuppah, makes a nisuin when it follows a chuppah all by itself. It's making kedushin nisuin all together now. So to kesef should be able to make kedushin nisuin together. The kesef following the chuppah, not following the chuppah, it's the same kesef. So there's no point in learning out that you should have to have chuppah preceding it. And if you're going to say, well, still you have two over there and you have one over here, then you could be peiruch every kal v'chomer. Like this, the Rosh Hashanah does say. He says, why don't you say a pircha? It doesn't make sense, right? Same way, you can't have a pircha and a kal v'chomer that's learned from bia that follows chuppah, because then we could say the bia is now accomplishing chuppah and nisuin and erisin together in this action. The kesef, the kedusha kesef, is accomplishing only is working by itself, because there is no such thing as kesef working together with chuppah. And if you're going to say, what do you mean, Dayo? I'm going to say, what do you mean? You say that kesef has to have a bia, just like bia has to have a bia. This is bia and chuppah are working through a mechanics of bia chuppah, which is something that works together, whereas there's no parallel in the case of kesef. It's one kinyan bia chuppah. If this is true, that's what Rashi means also. And Aman Aleph, where he says, tchilas bia kind of be'erisin, as opposed to by nesuin, there is a case where bia makes nesuin, but not the case we thought when it's following kesef. Rather, the case when it's following chuppah. That will be a case when bia could make nesuin, and we will say that Bia will accomplish Kedushin and Nisuin at once. That'll be the case when Bia makes Nisuin, not Bia alone. Bia alone cannot make Nisuin. And therefore, if Rav Huna holds that Chuppah makes Kedushin, there'll be nothing to make the Nisuin after it, except for a Nisui Chuppah itself, which isn't an option. But if you have a Chuppah followed by a Chuppah, or even a Chuppah followed by a Bia, there's no such thing as Bia's Nisuin, Bia, right? Even when Bia is following Chuppah, Bia is making Kedushin, and it's accomplishing Nisuin through the Chuppah that's with it. But according to Huna, that says Chuppah makes Kedushin, you'll still say, my own made a high Chuppah, my high Chuppah. And therefore, we will not have any case where the Nisuin could be accomplished, unless, like Rashi says, Masara via the Chuppah, and then afterwards she does her own Chuppah to make that Nisuin.